Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is July 30th, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Conti receives Lithuanian e-money license. Fiserv completes acquisition of First Data. Ingenico launches Travel Hub solution for travel companies. PonePay, Pine Labs get new funding from parent companies. PRC accepts online payments via PayMaya. PayRight raises $27 million MLN in Series D fundraise. DPO Group acquires payments processor PayFast. DLocal expands payments platform in APAC, LATAM. Flutterwave, Alipay team up on payments between Africa and China. Volkswagen Bank GmbH switches to BearingPoint RegTech solution. Bank of America and First Data to end merchant services joint venture. Arrest made in massive hack of 106 million card customers, applicants at Capital One. Visa partners with FinTech open for SME business banking. JP Morgan Chase locks in 5-year deal with AI marketing platform Persado. eToro retail customers can now invest in drone technology. Glint launches gold-based debit MasterCard and app in US. Microsoft and Publicis Sapient build digital trade finance bank in 6 months. Now let's get started. Conti receives Lithuanian e-money license. Conti, the banking as a service provider, has been issued an e-money license from the Bank of Lithuania. This development provides Conti with a second passportable European license and ability to deliver its configurable, one-stop-shop solution across the continent of Europe irrespective of the outcomes of Brexit. Conti has a long-standing commitment to the Baltic region, having partnered clients there since 2013 and worked with the Bank of Lithuania for over 2 years. Fiserv completes acquisition of First Data. Fiserv, a global provider of financial services technology solutions, has announced that it has completed its acquisition of First Data. With the transaction complete, clients will have access to a more comprehensive set of solutions and innovations, a wide range of end-to-end capabilities, and integrated delivery, which enable differentiated value for their customers. The announcement was made for the first time in January 2019, when fintech company Fiserv said it will acquire First Data in an all-stock transaction of $22 billion. With the combined power, Fiserv aims to offer a range of payments and financial services. Ingenico launches Travel Hub solution for travel companies. Ingenico Group has launched Travel Hub, a travel solution that connects travel companies with Ingenico's payment processing capabilities and regional gateways. The solution allows travel companies to access more than 150 payment methods, including credit cards and alternative payment solutions, and currency options relevant for their customers, and offers transaction routing capabilities across all payment platforms. Travel Hub offers a direct connection to global payment capabilities, as well as integration with the airline global distribution systems, GDS, such as Amadeus, Sabre, and Navitaire, and hotels property management systems, PMS. This is aimed to help travel businesses tackle the complexity of managing multiple systems, payment service providers, PSPs, and acquirers. PonePay, Pine Labs get new funding from parent companies. PonePay has received over US$100 million, 697.9 crore Indian rupees, from its parent entity, while Pine Labs has raised around US$102 million, 707 crore Indian rupees, from its parent entity. According to Business Standard, the funding would help the companies to tap into India's booming digital payments market. PonePay app is currently accepted across 5 million merchant outlets in India. The company also launched its own apps platform in 2018. Its customers can place orders on ride-hailing Firmola, Indian Railway Catering, and Tourism Corporation, bus ticketing platform Redbus and hotel network Oyo directly from within the PhonePe mobile app. Pine Labs is backed by investors such as Sequoia, PayPal, Temasek, and Safina, and announced plans to launch new solutions, foray into new markets and categories, and go for an initial public offering (IPO) over the next 2 years. PRC accepts online payments via Paymaya. Paymaya Philippines has teamed up with the Professional Regulation Commission (PRC) to allow Filipino professionals to settle fees online. As per the agreement, Paymaya has powered the PRC website with an online checkout page that will accept payments for various transactions. The online payments platform will accept prepaid, credit, debit cards, and mobile numbers linked to Paymaya e-wallet accounts. The portal accepts payments from any debit, prepaid and credit cards such as Visa, MasterCard, and JCB. The service was made available to professionals starting the 28th of June 2019. Due to this collaboration, examination and license registration fees, as well as of professional identification card renewals and certifications of board rating and passing, will be paid electronically. According to the payments company, transactions will be accepted through the Paymaya mobile application. PayRight raises $27 million MLN in Series D fundraise. Australia-based PayRight has completed a $27 million Series D fundraise, bringing its total capital raise efforts to over $55 million. PayRight's debt and equity raise was led by Henslow in partnership with Escala Partners. According to the press release, the company aims to accelerate its growth profile and the raised capital will be used in this scope. PayRight is partner-led and has a consultative partnership approach with merchants. Merchants' transactions are settled the same day, upfront and in full, and the company manages the customer's repayment obligations, mitigating any risk for the merchant. In its first 3 years of lending, PayRight has partnered with over 1,500 merchants. The company's end customer base is around 20,000. DPO Group acquires payments processor PayFast. DPO Group has announced the acquisition of PayFast, a South Africa-based payment processor. The deal was executed through a mix of shares and cash, with the PayFast management team remaining key shareholders in DPO Group. Following the transaction, DPO Group will be providing services to over 100,000 merchants across 18 African markets. PayFast's Instant EFT service provides consumers with an alternative for making online payments. The integration of PayFast into DPO's services will increase the range of payment options available to DPO's business customers, whilst providing a pan-African solution to PayFast's existing customer base. Moreover, all of the group's services will be available on a single platform to both DPO Group and PayFast merchants. PayFast currently enables over 55,000 South African merchants to make payments and tackle new e-commerce opportunities. Through this acquisition, DPO Group aims to offer its merchants more choice of payment services and provide them with the necessary tools to make and receive payments throughout Africa and internationally. DLocal expands payments platform in APAC, LATAM. DLocal has expanded its payments network to include Indonesia, Ecuador, and Bolivia. Leveraging a proprietary API-based payments technology platform, DLocal now supports over 300 local payment methods in 15 emerging market countries, including Brazil, China, India, Indonesia, and Mexico. Merchants that wish to sell in Indonesia will be able to accept online cash payments, credit card payments from Visa, MasterCard, JCB, and American Express, e-wallet payments from OVO and Linkaja, and bank transfers. Merchants that wish to sell in Ecuador will be able to support credit and debit card payments from Visa, MasterCard, and credit card payments from Alia, while merchants that wish to sell in Bolivia can accept bank transfers. The addition of Indonesia, Ecuador, and Bolivia expands the total market available to DLocal's 450 clients to an estimated $140 billion. For more information about dLocal, please check out a detailed profile of this company in our dedicated, industry-specific online company database. Flutterwave, Alipay team up on payments between Africa and China. Fintech startup Flutterwave has partnered with China-based e-commerce company Alibaba to offer digital payments between Alipay and African merchants. Alipay is Alibaba's digital wallet and payments platform. Flutterwave is a B2B payments service for companies in Africa to pay other companies on the continent and abroad. A large portion of Alipay's network is in China, which makes the Flutterwave integration significant to capturing payments activity around the estimated US$200 billion in China-Africa trade. Moreover, the collaboration also tracks a trend of increased presence of Chinese companies in African tech. Founded in 2016, Flutterwave allows clients to tap its APIs and work with Flutterwave developers to customize payments applications. Existing customers include Uber, Facebook, Booking.com, and Jumia.com. Flutterwave has processed 100 million transactions worth US$2.6 billion since inception, according to company data. According to TechCrunch, Flutterwave will earn revenue from the partnership by charging its standard 2.8% on international transactions. The company currently has more than 60,000 merchants on its platform, and this partnership follows one between Flutterwave and Visa earlier in 2019. Volkswagen Bank GmbH switches to BearingPoint RegTech solution. With Volkswagen Bank GmbH, another SSM bank has decided on BearingPoint's software solution Abacus 360 Banking Regulatory to fulfill its ECB reporting obligations. Volkswagen Bank GmbH switches from an in-house developed regulatory reporting solution to the standard software package Abacus 360 Banking Regulatory from BearingPoint, one of the leading providers of innovative RegTech and RiskTech solutions and services. BearingPoint not only delivers the software but also takes over all tasks and processes of the technical operation as well as the provision of the required infrastructure and comprehensive support services within the scope of managed services. In addition to using the standard software and application management, Volkswagen Bank GmbH has also decided to outsource the supply chain from Volkswagen Bank GmbH's own data warehouse to BearingPoint. The implementation will be carried out by a joint team of experts from Volkswagen Bank GmbH and BearingPoint. Volkswagen Bank GmbH is a wholly owned subsidiary of Volkswagen AG and provides banking services for the Volkswagen Group in Europe. Volkswagen Bank GmbH is subject to direct supervision by the European Central Bank (ECB) under the Single Supervisory Mechanism (SSM). Jürgen Lux, CEO RegTech at BearingPoint, comments, "We are delighted that Volkswagen Bank GmbH, another SSM bank, has placed its trust in our full service offering consisting of software and managed services. With managed services, we offer a comprehensive, modular and individually configurable range of services to support our customers in the increasing complexity of reporting not only with our software but also with the reporting process." Bank of America and First Data to end merchant services joint venture. Bank of America and First Data, which formally closed its $22 billion acquisition by Fiserv Monday, announced that the companies would end their joint venture, called Bank of America Merchant Services, and will pursue separate merchant services strategies. The companies, in a joint press announcement, said they will begin pursuing independent strategies starting in June 2020, when the contract between them ends. However, the companies have an agreement to continue uninterrupted services to clients through at least 2023. As part of the joint venture, the companies provided payment processing services and First Data's Clover POS terminals to merchants of all sizes. First Data will continue to be an important service provider for Bank of America in support of the bank's global payment solutions, the companies said. Payments are at the core of our business, and this announcement is another step forward in our global strategy to provide companies of all sizes an integrated payment offering, Mark Monaco, head of enterprise payments at Bank of America, said in the announcement. "We look forward to investing in our merchant solution and delivering the capabilities our clients need to thrive in an ever-changing payments environment." Guy Ciarello, Chief Administrative Officer at Fiserv, said the company is excited about the next phase of its relationship with the bank and will continue to provide market-leading products and services to the bank and its clients. The companies plan to split the business based on a proportional ownership share of the joint venture, according to a presentation released by Fiserv. First Data owned 51% of the venture. Arrest made in massive hack of 106 million card customers, applicants at Capital One. A former computer software engineer was arrested Monday on charges she orchestrated a massive hack of Capital One Financial Corp, in which the personal data of more than 100 million credit card customers or credit applicants in the U.S. and another 6 million in Canada was stolen. The hack involved the names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, dates of birth, self-reported income and customer status data, including credit scores, card balances, credit limits as well as partial transaction data from 2016 through 2018, according to an announcement from Capital One. While I am grateful the suspect has been caught, I am deeply sorry for what has happened, Richard Fairbank, chairman and CEO of Capital One, said in a company announcement. I sincerely apologize for the understandable worry this incident must be causing those affected and I am committed to making it right. The hack and related expenses will cost the bank between $100 million and $150 million, according to Capital One. The bank said that credit card numbers and the vast majority of social security numbers were not compromised. However, about 140,000 social security numbers of existing customers were revealed as well as 80,000 bank account numbers of secured credit card customers, which are customers who must put down a deposit to open an account. About 1 million Canadian social security numbers were compromised, according to the bank. The suspect, Paige A. Thompson, 33, was charged with one count of criminal fraud and abuse and ordered to be held in custody until an August 1 court hearing, according to an announcement from federal prosecutors in Seattle. According to prosecutors, Thompson, who goes by the online alias Erratic, posted on the GitHub website about how she stole the data from the Capital One servers, and another user alerted the bank on July 17 about the possible theft. The actual hack took place back in March, according to the bank. Prosecutors allege that Thompson was able to access the data through a misconfigured web application firewall at the bank, and after the bank alerted authorities, the FBI executed a search warrant at her house and found the data on electronic storage devices there. She faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine on computer fraud charges, according to prosecutors. Visa partners with FinTech Open for SME business banking. FinTech Startup Open, which offers a business banking service for SMEs and startups in partnership with banks, have announced a strategic partnership with Visa, the global leader in payments technology, to enhance their business banking proposition for SMEs. The partnership will enable Open to launch a suite of innovative products that include a business credit card for SMEs, payment gateway acquiring and real-time payments. The business card from Open will be a first-of-its-kind card specifically designed to help startups qualify based on funding rather than credit history. The card comes with a suite of expense management tools that will help businesses manage their expenses and payouts and can be issued to employees, set limits and comes integrated with WhatsApp for seamless expense filing. The credit card also comes with an innovative reward program that lets startups earn points for their spend, which can be redeemed for various software subscriptions, cloud hosting, and discounts on co-working spaces. Apart from the business card, the partnership with Visa will enable Open to enhance the Open API banking suite called Layer through new features like real-time payments, settlement, and refunds. Layer is a programmable bank account for developers to integrate banking into their business and product flows. The current account comes integrated with an advanced developer-friendly payment gateway with innovative features like tokenization, real-time payment settlements, and instant refunds. Commenting on this partnership, Anisha Chuthan, co-founder and CEO of Open, said, "We are excited to partner with Visa in our journey to make business banking simple and easy for millions of small businesses in India. This partnership will enable Open to leverage the leadership and expertise Visa have in the payments space to co-create and innovate new solutions on credit, expense management, and payment processing for small businesses." T. T.R. Ramachandran, Group Country Manager India and South Asia Visa said, the partnership with Open will allow us and our banking partners to empower small businesses by enabling safe, reliable and convenient payment experiences for them. Visa is committed to partnering with and supporting the next generation of payment innovators in the commercial payments space. We believe partnership and collaboration are key to creating new and innovative payment solutions for the thriving Indian SME community. J.P. Morgan Chase locks in 5-year deal with AI marketing platform Persado. J.P. Morgan Chase today announced a 5-year, enterprise-wide deal with Persado, the leader in using AI to generate the highest-performing marketing creative. After a successful pilot, Chase is expanding its partnership across the company to cover marketing creative that will reach millions of current and potential customers. Persado uses AI to generate more effective marketing copy. In its pilot, Chase saw as high as a 450% lift in click-through rates on ads rendered by Persado, compared with others in the 50 to 200% range. Machine learning is the path to more humanity in marketing, said Kristen Lemkow, CMO of J.P. Morgan Chase. Persado's technology is incredibly promising. It rewrote copy and headlines that a marketer, using subjective judgment and their experience, likely wouldn't have. And they worked. We think this is just the beginning. We hope to use Persado not just in marketing, but in our internal communications to make things more relevant to employees, as well as in our customer service prompts. In 2016, Chase began a pilot with Persado's Message Machine, an advanced marketing language knowledge base of more than 1 million tagged and scored words and phrases. Through the tool, Chase redrafted marketing messages in its card and mortgage businesses and saw significant lift. Persado technology generates creative content using data science and AI to render copy proven to be the most compelling message to individual customers and segments of customers. Kristen and her team are true visionaries when it comes to adopting advancements in marketing technology, and they immediately embraced experimentation on our platform, said Alex Vratskids, co-founder and CEO of Persado. We founded Persado to disrupt choice of words by utilizing AI, machine learning and data. Our goal has been to create hundreds of enterprise-wide partnerships with innovative brands like Chase to help them harness the full power of words and drive meaningful communications with prospective and current customers. Persado has more than 250 partnerships with CMOS and marketers who are also seeing significant improvement in creative performance. We put Persado to the test in various channels, products and services and are highly impressed with the results, said Abir Bhatia, head of marketing growth and innovation for Chase Card Services. The Persado team has been a true partner every step of the way, working with us to drive measurable outcomes. Not only did they drive better marketing performance, but they created language that resonates more with our customers. From our first interaction 3 years ago, we recognized that Chase had leaders who believe in the power of data to drive meaningful engagement with current and new customers, and who understand the potential for AI to transform their marketing, said Yuval Afradi, Persado's chief customer officer. We were quickly able to scale the partnership into multi-channel journeys across new launches of products and services to deliver the best experiences and value to Chase's millions of customers. The next stage of our partnership will evolve data-driven messages from audiences and segments to individuals, creating enterprise-wide omni-channel personalization in 2020 as we redefine the future of marketing together. eToro retail customers can now invest in drone technology. eToro, the multi-asset investment platform, today announces the launch of its latest portfolio, offering retail clients globally the chance to invest in the technological development of drones and their use cases. Originally developed for use in the military industry, both private companies and individuals are increasingly finding commercial ways to employ drone technology from image mapping to delivery services. The drone market is expected to be worth $100 billion by 2020, driven predominantly by commercial and civil government sectors. Yoni Assia, CEO and co-founder of eToro, comments, "This fast-growing sector has already provided solutions for so many industries and it's exciting to see how and where the technology will be used next. By offering our drones portfolio to retail investors, they can also benefit from these technological developments by investing in the companies involved in drone building, equipment manufacturing and service innovation. We're giving retail investors choice. They can either invest in particular companies looking at drone technology or in the eToro drone copy portfolio, which enables people to diversify their risk by having a stake in a multitude of companies across the drone industry value chain. The portfolio provides exposure to 37 global companies, including AeroVironment, Parrot Saw Boeing, Amazon, Airbus Group and General Electric with equal weighting across each stock. Companies are chosen so that the portfolio reflects operations and services across the value chain, as well as including a diversity of sectors, which drone technology is employed within. Yoni Assia added, "People like to invest in what they know and this is clearly an exciting sector that people are following. The way people choose to invest is changing. Instead of just researching particular companies, they want to invest in a theme, idea or technology and our copy portfolios make it easy for ordinary investors to access thematic investing." The drones portfolio is the latest in eToro's expanding list of thematic investment products covering thematics such as payments, renewable energy, big tech, crypto assets, gaming companies, banks, genome engineering and the cannabis industry. Glint launches gold-based debit MasterCard and app in U.S. Glint Pay Inc. Glint, a subsidiary of the UK-based fintech company that makes gold an alternative global currency by enabling its clients to buy, sell, save and spend their physical gold instantly through the Glint debit MasterCard and Glint app, today announces the launch of its products in the U.S. and the selection of Boulder, Colorado as its U.S. headquarters. To date, Glint has more than 50,000 app downloads, tens of thousands of registered users and more than $50 million in transacted volume. The U.S. boasts a $7.6 trillion annual gold investment market won in gold bars and coins that has been locked in vaults and unable to be used as money until now. Gold has historically been a better store of value than any government-created currency, which typically erodes over time. Since 1970, the U.S. dollar has lost 86% of its purchasing power due to inflation too, whereas over the same period if you had held your wealth in gold, your purchasing power would have risen 505%, inflation adjusted. In 1970, a cheeseburger would have cost you 55 cents in the U.S. In 2018, the same cheeseburger cost $3.47 due to the increase of U.S. annual average inflation, thus decreasing the value of the U.S. dollar. In 1970, a gram of gold would have bought you two cheeseburgers, whereas today a gram of gold would allow you to purchase 12 cheeseburgers. "Our mission is to bring a reliable gold currency to the fingertips of everyone in the world," said Jason Cousins, founder and CEO of Glint. "We are excited to introduce Glint to the U.S. market and continue our steady growth towards democratizing gold. Welcome to money's new standard." As a fintech company, Glint is at the cutting edge of finance, enabling its customers to stay ahead of the fast-moving world of currency depreciation and exchange. "Gold has a crucial historic role as money, and we see it defining a future whereby people can take control over their own income streams and not leave them to the mercies of banks," says Cousins. "As the world inexorably moves to being cashless, Glint provides the perfect future-proofed solution to 24/7 globalized living," adds Cousins. Glint's U.S. office has a team of 6 people leading operations, compliance, customer service, sales and marketing. "We decided on Boulder, Colorado for our U.S. headquarters due to the state's rich history in gold mining, vibrant culture and pristine natural surroundings," said Cousins. "Boulder has also become a leading location for technology innovation, so the local talent pool will help us achieve our growth goals." Glint was founded in the UK in 2015 and launched its app in Europe in February 2018. It is the world's first multi-currency payment solution that provides instantaneous ownership of physically allocated gold and the ability to use it as money digitally through an app and debit MasterCard. "Physically allocated gold belongs outright to its owner, as opposed to unallocated gold or an ETF, which are still owned by the institutions that distribute them. Glint's transactional gold currency offers users a more reliable form of money, shielding them from the destructive effects of inflation and protecting them from the systemic risk of future global financial crises. At the U.S. launch, Glint will enable you to save in, exchange between and spend from dollar and gold wallets. And, in time, it will bring foreign currency wallets already available in Europe, giving the ability to send gold and currencies to anyone with a smartphone as easily and instantly as you might send a text message, and at low to no cost, as well as paying bills. Fees are transparent and simple with a small 0.5% fee when buying or selling gold or spending in foreign currencies. There are no hidden fees, because Glint uses the real interbank exchange rate when spending in 150 currencies around the world. There is no fee when making a USD or gold-based purchase in the USA using the Glint Debit MasterCard. Clay Wilkes, CEO of Galileo, which is powering Glint's integration with MasterCard in the U.S., said, "We welcome Glint's innovation in the U.S. market, giving consumers the choice to use gold rather than dollars to support everyday financial activities like buying a cup of coffee, paying bills or even getting cash from an ATM. Our robust APIs provide the flexibility for Glint to make gold-based transacting in the U.S. as simple and convenient as using a debit card. Glint identified an untapped opportunity and we're delighted to work together to deliver a scalable solution that leverages the MasterCard payments network." Microsoft and Publicis Sapient build digital trade finance bank in 6 months. Publicis Sapient, the digital business transformation hub of Publicis Group, and Microsoft, has today announced their partnership supporting the launch of the world's first end-to-end digital trade bank, Anglo-Gulf Trade Bank. The two businesses aided in the creation of the entirely new bank by providing it with implementation strategy, technology and client experience from the outset. Nigel Vaz, global CEO of Publicis Sapient commented, "Anglo-Gulf Trade Bank understood the opportunity for a bank of the future to innovate its business model in parallel with building a digitally enabled, client-centric enterprise. As a new type of transformation partner, built to help clients become digitally enabled businesses that thrive in the future, Publicis Sapient is proud to work with Anglo-Gulf Trade Bank on its journey to create this new and disruptive model for trade finance banking. Trade finance, unlike consumer banking, has not been reimagined in the context of a digital world. The slow pace of progress has meant that only a small proportion of businesses could access trade finance due to the associated administrative and financial barriers. We sought to address this. What's more, we've proven that it was possible in a matter of months." Anglo-Gulf Trade Bank, AGTB, will offer a transformational service in the sector by providing a superior client experience and addressing the challenge of creating a revolutionary digital banking solution that helps bridge the trade finance gap. Publicis Sapient will function as a digital partner, utilizing the best of Microsoft's intelligent cloud-based security and data solutions, making the entity the very first trade bank that is fully digital from the outset and built on data to provide a single view of the client and all banking operations. Unprecedented changes in the financial services industry are mandating the need for transformation. This calls the sector to embrace technologies that combine intelligence and security, while maintaining trust at the center, said Syed Hashish, General Manager, Microsoft UAE. "Our commitment to support Anglo-Gulf Trade Bank in this digital journey is at the core of this effort. Microsoft's intelligent and trusted cloud is enabling a wave of innovation. This is powered by enterprise-grade reliability, combined with data residency and the broadest compliance. Our Middle East data centers based in Abu Dhabi and Dubai will speak directly to this, by empowering them to achieve more. Trade finance is currently only an option for the few, mostly large multinationals, leaving a trade financing gap for SMEs who cannot access it, which is estimated at US$1.5 trillion. One, Asian Development Bank's 2017 Trade Finance Gaps, Growth, and Jobs Survey. This means a tremendous loss of economic growth potential internationally. By overcoming barriers to conventional trade finance and banking, global GDP could increase by nearly 5% and trade by 15%. Daniel Gould, Deputy Chief Executive Officer, Anglo-Gulf Trade Bank, added, "AGTB is rethinking and rebuilding trade finance. Our simplified and data-first approach develops a thriving partner ecosystem and innovative value propositions. We set out to build a transformative trade finance bank that provides superior client experience, mitigates risk, and delivers an integrated, real-time offering to clients. By choosing market-leading partners such as Publicis Sapient and Microsoft, we are able to collaborate and take advantage of their best-in-class capabilities to harness the latest technological advances. In building a fully cloud-based and data-driven enterprise, we aim to improve cross-border trade finance and stimulate collaboration within a growing trade ecosystem. Together, we are fixing trade finance. Utilizing leading-edge technologies, it offers client-centric trade banking services to a broad range of corporate clients to dramatically reduce costs, risks, and improve efficiencies in the financing of trade. Headquartered in the Abu Dhabi Global Market (ADGM) Financial Center, based in the capital city of the United Arab Emirates, with additional offices to follow, Anglo-Gulf Trade Bank will facilitate trade between the Middle East, Asia, and the UK. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.